WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school volleyball play last night, St. Albert lost to Wahoo Bishop Newman in non-conference play, 3-0. In Western Iowa conference action last night, Audubon swept 3 from Riverside. Griswold defeated AHSTW, 3-0. It was Trainer over Logan Magnolia, 3-0. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley, 3-2. And Underwood downing IKM Manning, 3-0. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Adair Casey was a winner, beating West Harrison 3-0. Coon Rapids Bayard defeated Glidden Ralston 3-2. Exira EHK also went the distance, downing Arweva 3-2. And Bowyer Valley beat Peyton Sherdan 3-0. Other volleyball matches last night saw Panorama beat Madrid 3-2, Lennox defeating Nishnabotna and South Page, both in 2-game sweeps, while Essex beat Lennox and South Page 2-0 in each of those matches. Also last night, Audubon hosting a high school cross-country event. In boys action, it was Nottoway Valley winning the team title. They had 29 points. Tri-Center with 100 points was the runner-up. Panorama placing third, Riverside fourth, and IKM Manning was fifth. Individually, Tim Brink of Riverside was the champion. Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley placed second. Sam Bassett of Panorama was third. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon placed fourth. Heath Downing of Nottoway Valley was fifth. The rest of the top 10 included Bryson Wallace was sixth from Nottoway Valley. Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley was seventh. Landon Foster of Guthrie Center placing eighth. Nathan Van Tyker of Nottoway Valley placed ninth. And Dakota Holiday of Adair Casey Cam placing 10th in last night's meet. On the girls' side, the team championship went to Panorama as they win it with 35 points, 66 points for IKM Manning for second. Griswold placed third with 74. Audubon and Tri-Center were fourth and fifth. Individually, Panorama's Devin Kemble was the champion. Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley placing second. Panorama's Hannah Appleseth was third. Peyton Sporer of IKM Manning fourth. Panorama's Bree Hoffman was fifth. The rest of the top 10 include Shane Sporer of IKM Manning, who is 6th. 7th place went to Courtney Chapman of Tri-Center. 8th to Caitlin Holiday of Adair Casey Cam, while Anna Young of Griswold placed 9th, and Exira EHK's Emily Kopic ran 10th in that meet last night. We have high school football tonight for you here on KJAN, as Chris and I will be in Harlan at the newly renovated Merrill Field as we watch Harlan and Atlantic do battle in a Class 3A District 8 matchup. Harlan is off to a rough start on their season. How many times have we ever said that? Harlan's lost 3 straight and by a combined total of 100-14. And Harlan coach Kurt Blatt says a combination of youth and injuries have hurt.
Hopefully we'll be able to patchwork group together that can be representative this week. We're on a cycle of injuries and what have you that have really decimated us, and I think you can tell by the scores that we've had posted. So we've got to cover up some things, and we've got to strive to move forward and get our chins up and see if we can't get after Atlantic in a very important ball game here for us.
Well, week 5, we're right in the middle of the season. It's always important in district play, and that's not lost on Eric Waldstein, the Atlantic head coach. The Trojans are 2-2, and Atlantic looks at this game as an opportunity to better their spot in the district standings, but coach also says it's a chance for the seniors to make their mark.
We've been talking to the seniors is, you know, how do you guys want to be remembered? I mean, this could be something big that, you know, could set your legacy here, you know, as a senior class that, you know, hey, you guys were the ones that got things turned around against Harlan and, you know, and made it a rivalry again. And that's what we've really been stressing to the kids. And, you know, we know as a coaching staff, you know, Coach Blatt and his staff are going to bring everything they can at us and, you know, and they're going to fight tooth and nail to try to win. But, you know, it's just, you know, We've got to get our guys to be that way and, you know, and really believe that, hey, we can get this done.
We'll have the game for you live tonight here on KJAN. You can hear more from Coach Eric Waldstein at 4:45 this afternoon on Trojan Preview. You can also hear from both coaches during the course of our pregame show tonight. Our evening gets started with Who's Gonna Win at 6 o'clock, followed at 6:30 by our pregame show, and then that's an hour long. We'll finish that up at 7:30 as we get ready for kickoff from Merrill Field tonight. That's Atlantic at Harlan live tonight here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can also listen online at KJAN.com and on your smartphones if you've downloaded the free KJAN app. And also you can catch our live video feed. We'll be providing live video streaming of the football game tonight on the TV page at KJAN.com. If you can't make it to the game, you can enjoy it with us here at KJAN. Elsewhere in high school football, week 5 tonight, Class 3A District 8 has an 8 a.m. at home against Winterset. Creston is visiting Glenwood. Dallas Center Grimes has a non-district game at Boone tonight. In Class 2A District 8, Clarinda visits Shenandoah tonight. Kemper Catholic is home against Red Oak. Also in Class 1A District 1, among the games, AHSTW is at IKM Manning. Missouri Valley visits West Monona. Also Underwood is at Trainer tonight. In Class 1A District 8, Panorama hosting Central Decatur. Southwest Valley will be at home against Woodward Granger tonight. In Class A football in District 1, Audubon goes to Maple Valley tonight. Griswold is home against Westwood. Riverside will host Logan Magnolia, while St. Albert will play at Tri-Center tonight. In Class A action in District 8, Bedford will host Pleasantville. Clarinda Academy is at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Also, Nottoway Valley is at home against Mount Air this evening. In 8-man football tonight in District 1, Exira EHK is at home against West Harrison. Also, Woodbine visits Arweva. Bowyer Valley is at Kingsley Pearson. In District 7, Adair Casey will be at home tonight. The Bombers hosting Murray. Coon Rapids Bayard at home against Northeast Hamilton, while Guthrie Center will host Glidden-Ralston this evening. In 8-man District 8 tonight, Cam will be at home against Sydney. East Mills visiting Fremont Mills. Stanton plays at Essex, while Lennox will host Nishnabotna tonight. All Week 5 action. In college football, 11th-ranked UCLA won its first three games by a combined 18 points. That was before Brett Hundley and Ishmael Adams led the Bruins' scoring outburst in a 62-27 dismantling of number 15 Arizona State last night. Hundley threw for 355 yards and four touchdowns, including an 80-yard scoring bomb to Jordan Payton to open up the second half. Hundley was playing for the first time since suffering an arm injury September 13th against Texas. Adams supplied the game's most exciting plays, returning a kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown and bringing back an interception 95 yards for another TD. The Bruins finished with 582 total yards of offense. Elsewhere in top 25 college football last night, Dax Garmon accounted for 5 touchdowns while leading number 24 Oklahoma State to a 45-35 triumph over visiting Texas Tech. Garmon was 17 of 31 for 370 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also ran for a score in his second start since replacing the injured J.W. Walsh. Marcel Adaman had a career high of 6 catches and 130 yards for the 3-1 Cowboys. In the NFL last night, so much for the New York Giants' offensive struggles. Tight end Larry Donald grabbed 3 touchdown passes while the Giants were building a 24-7 halftime lead in a 45-14 drubbing of Washington. The undrafted second-year player from Grambling State had 7 receptions for 54 yards as Eli Manning engineered offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo's scheme to perfection. None of Donald's scoring grabs were for more than 6 yards. Manning was 28 of 39 for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He also ran for a 1-yard TD as the Giants improved to 2-2 while dropping Washington to 1-3. New York's defense picked off Kirk Cousins 4 times, forcing 6 turnovers, and they were on the field for just 23 minutes. Well, there's another twist in the NFL's handling of the Ray Rice video. A law enforcement official tells the Associated Press that the video of Rice punching his fiancée inside a casino elevator was sent to NFL headquarters to the attention of league security chief Jeffrey Miller in April. The official spoke anonymously because he wasn't authorized to release details of the case. He said he doesn't know if Miller ever saw the DVD or opened up the package. His only communication with the NFL was a 12-second voicemail on April 9th from league offices confirming receipt of the package in which a woman says, "You're right, it's terrible." The NFL has repeatedly said no one with the league saw the violent images until TMZ Sports released the video earlier this month. Miller said Thursday through an NFL spokesman that he never received the video, but the official said no one from the NFL ever asked him for the inside elevator video. In baseball last night, Eric Hosmer homered and drove in 2 runs. Lorenzo Cain had 4 hits and scored twice, and the Kansas City Royals put themselves on the verge of a playoff spot with a 6-3 victory over the Chicago White Sox. One more win for Kansas City or a loss by Seattle will send the Royals to the postseason for the first time since George Brett led them to a championship in 1985. Kansas City remained 2 games behind Detroit in the American League Central, and they moved 1 up on Oakland in the wild card standings. Well, Derek Jeter has gone out a winner in his final game at Yankee Stadium, and he had a lot to do with the victory. In a magical finish, the Yankees blew a 5-2 lead in the ninth inning before Jeter delivered a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth to lift the Bombers past Baltimore 6-5. Yankees players rushed out to engulf him as former teammates like Jorge Posada and Mariano Rivera, Bernie Williams, Andy Pettit, Tino Martinez, and Hall of Fame manager Joe Torre lined up near the New York dugout waiting to greet Jeter. He went 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs and a run scored, giving him 1,310 runs batted in and 1,923 runs scored in his 20-year career. Jeter hit an RBI double in his first at-bat before scoring on a grounder later in the inning. The game was tied at 2 with the bases loaded in the 7th inning when Jeter hit a weak grounder that J.J. Hardy threw away for an error, allowing 2 runs to score. That just set up the heroics late in the ball game. Elsewhere in the American League last night, it was Seattle over Toronto 7-5. Detroit beat Minnesota 4-2. Boston over Tampa Bay 11-1. Texas beat Oakland 2-1. In the National League, it was Cincinnati beating Milwaukee 5-3. The Mets and the Nationals split a doubleheader. The Mets winning 7-4 in the opener. Washington 3-0 in the nightcap. Miami beat Philadelphia 6-4. Pittsburgh downing Atlanta 10-1. And it was San Francisco outscoring San Diego by a 9-8 final score. And Ryder Cup action is underway today over Glen Eagles. As here's a look at the early morning action and Friday morning four ball. That's already been completed today. Teams that were victors included Rose and Stenson for the Europeans, while Spieth and Reed were winners for the Americans. Bradley and Mickelson also picked up a win one up over Garcia and McIlroy on the men's American side. There was one match that was halved in that early round, so America leads 2.5 to 1.5 as Phil Mickelson and Keegan Bradley won the final hole against Rory McIlroy and Sergio Garcia, putting the U.S. in front after the four balls of Ryder Cup this morning. Mickelson's short birdie putt gave the Americans that 2.5 to 1.5 lead after the morning session. After Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson gave Europe the first point of the opening day, the three American rookies came up big to swing the momentum, taking down European stalwart Ian Poulter in the process. In a stunning performance, 21-year-old Jordan Spieth and 24-year-old Patrick Reed, the youngest pairing in Ryder Cup history, beat Poulter and Scottish rookie Stephen Gallagher 5-4. The third American rookie, 35-year-old Jimmy Walker, also had a big morning, making a birdie putt on the 18th to have the match against Thomas Bjorn and Martin Kaymer. The Americans had been trailing for that entire match. Action underway in the afternoon session. Those are the foursomes going on this afternoon. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.